Now, there's minimalism and there's minimalism. What's minimal about John Adams and what makes him stand out as a composer?
Well, one aspect of his writing that is minimal is his fondness for these propulsive motoric pulses that occur in most of his pieces. The idea that there is a pattern there and it's somewhat rhythmically charged. And very often he will actually mark the beats in his music with one or another instrument or groups of instruments. That's a characteristic of a lot of minimalists. But Adams's music has been much more open to the sort of large-scale developmental aspects of the standard Western classical tradition. He has never really turned his back on the musical past. In fact, sometimes he, as he likes to say, he's raided the trash can of music history, and he's quite eclectic. He'll draw from all different sorts of musical stimulus.
Now, there's several works on this recording. Tromba Lontana is on this CD. Short Ride in a Fast Machine, one of his most famous pieces, Common Tones in Simple Time. We're focusing, though, on a piece called The Chairman Dances. And, Ted, you've described this as a very romantic piece.
Well, I think it is. It dates from 1985. It was written, in a sense, as a study for Adams's opera Nixon in China, and while the music of The Chairman Dances does not actually find a place in the opera, it's very similar to what we hear in Act 3 of Nixon in China. The idea here is that a foxtrot is being danced, but there's more than just the dance-like quality of the music that we hear. There's also a very strong allusion to the swooning romanticism of Hollywood in this music. The reason for that is that we're depicting Chairman Mao dancing with his wife, Jiang Qing, who was a film star when they were young. And so the emotional nuances of the music should bring out the different characters who are up here.
Has that driving rhythm and those polyrhythms, but it also has that Hollywood sound. It almost sounds like Max Steiner or Eric Korngold or a Hollywood score from the mid-40s.
I find it very rich, you know, that Adams can do these things all together, and you can hear this wonderful, exuberant and lush melody come out of this texture. It's really quite a big moment in this piece, and one that I find delightful to listen to because it shows his ability to bring these elements together in a way that does say something. It isn't just thrown together.
It's a 1986 recording by the San Francisco Symphony led by Edo DeVart. And Ted, dances here is not a noun, it's a verb.
It's a verb. The chairman dances, sort of like Garbo smiles.
Let's hear it. The Chairman Dances, music by John Adams, as played by the San Francisco Symphony, led by Edo DeVart. Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.
This is the scenario that director Peter Sellers and librettist Alice Goodman came up with for the music. Jiang Qing, a.k.a. Madame Mao, has gatecrashed the presidential banquet. After a few minutes, she brings out a box of paper lanterns and hangs them around the hall, then strips down to a cheongsam, skin tight from neck to ankle and slit up to the hip. She signals the orchestra to play and begins dancing by herself. Mao is becoming excited. He steps down from his portrait on the wall and they begin to foxtrot together. They're back in Yan'an, dancing to the gramophone.